Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show you that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. We're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we're challenged from the book of 1 Samuel to let God lead. Now let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truths. We have begun chapter number 8 of the book of 1 Samuel, and we had kind of almost hate to talk about it, but we had kind of a negative conversation yesterday, Dr. Sisk, about the boys of Samuel and how they had chosen not to follow his ways, and what had allured them away was just the love of money. And you gave that great story at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
We're in chapter 8 and verse 4, so let's see, you know, how did the people of God respond to this new leadership that was so carnal? Verse 4, "Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah." And remember, Ramah was his hometown. We saw that back at the end of chapter 7. The Bible says that they said unto him, "Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. So, wow, there's just a whole lot going on here in these three verses.
Yeah.
So let's talk first of all, Dr. Sisk, about the legitimate concern that they had,
elders. And they did, you know. The people, I don't know, maybe Samuel's eyes was blinded to what they were doing. You know what I mean? But the people saw that, and the people maybe had, at this point, more insight on what the boys were doing than Samuel had. Sometimes it's hard for us to see the faults and problems of our own children. Okay,
it's really kind of an ironic situation, because the people saw the problem, but they didn't see the right solution.
Right, yeah.
Samuel saw that the solution was wrong, but he didn't see the problem.
Yeah,
it's like they both were kind of at fault to a degree.
Yeah.
So sometimes in life we see that things aren't right. We see that they ought to be different. And I think these elders were putting their finger on a legitimate problem. We can't be led by this kind of leadership.
Right.
But the suggestion was, the knee-jerk response was, well, then we just need a king. When God had told them, we're not going to be like other nations. Mm-hmm. You need me. You don't need a king. And Dr. Sisk, I guess the question I have for you is, how often have you seen people that have legitimate concerns about something, but the reaction to those concerns is wrong?
And that happens so many times. And so many times, they go much farther than where they should have gone. You know, they know they need to do something, but they didn't pray about it. They didn't really consult God about it. They just said, okay, we're looking at other nations. They seem to be doing pretty good, you know. They seem to be, maybe some of the nations had better leadership at that time than Israel had, you know. So let's be like the other nations. And if we're not careful, we'll do the same thing. We'll see a business flourishing. Well, let's be like that business. No. We're a church, okay? Or we'll see some other church that has gone way off, and they're having a bunch of people, and sometimes we get drawn aside by the bigness of some things. But bigness does not always mean rightness, you know.
No, that's so good. And I can't tell you how many times, like in ministry, people have maybe a legitimate concern about bad leadership,
yeah,
or carnal leadership, or some parent or leader that let them down. And I lament every one of those situations.
Oh, yeah.
But the answer is not to suggest a solution that violates the will of God.
Right.
And what they needed to do is certainly take their concern to Samuel absolutely express that to him. That's 100% the right thing to do. But by making a suggestion that they somehow supplant the leadership of God in their life to bring a king, that was totally out of line. And yeah. I love what Samuel does here, because the Bible says that Samuel takes it to the Lord. That's always a good thing to do, is when you're facing a perplexing situation, hey, take that thing to the Lord. And watch what Samuel says in verse number, what the Lord says rather to Samuel in verse number 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. So Samuel was perplexed because he knew the people really were pushing for a king. Yep. They really wanted a king. And Samuel knew that that was not right. He knew that what they needed was a fresh view of God. So Samuel went to God and said, God, what do I do about this? And God almost kind of let Samuel off the hook and said, well, Samuel, listen, I know their heart. I know things about the situation that you don't know. They're not going to change their mind. I know what they're after.
Yeah.
So Samuel, go ahead and let them get what they want. Now they're not going to want what they got.
Right.
Okay? But I love that, because as Samuel prayed about it, the Lord gave insight about the situation that only God could have given.
Yeah. And you know sometimes when we try to win somebody to the Lord and they won't listen, or we try to lead some people in the right way and they won't listen, and sometimes we like Samuel, we'll get discouraged and so forth, and but if we stop and just think, they're not rejecting me, they're rejecting God, and that's a very serious thing.
It really is.
To reject me, that'd be no problem.
Okay? That's right. That's right.
But when they reject God, you know, then it can only lead to chaos and trouble and drama.
And we're going to see that. We're going to continue on in this chapter and see that the things that sometimes we think are the solutions that we offer to God, the answers that seem so logical in the moment that we push. We have to have our way. We have to get our agenda.
Oh yeah,
God, if you'll just do it my way, you know, this will solve everything. What we're going to find is that is the road to ruin, and this chapter really gives us some great insight about that. So let's go ahead and quit right there for now, just for sake of time. We're going to jump back into verse 8 tomorrow. So have your Bible ready, and have your mind open, and let's see what God has for us. Dr. Sisk, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you for letting me share. I love you, God. God bless you. Hi.
And we love
you,
Dr. Sisk.
Thank God for what you're doing. This is great, great.
Praise God. Praise God. And I think, you know, just the opportunity to use modern-day technology, you know, just like, who would have thought, Dr. Sisk? My goodness.
Yeah.
You know, you were born in 1933.
Yeah.
And did you ever think in a million years?
No radio, no electricity, no anything.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, Tyrannosaurus Rex roaming the earth, cavemen. I mean, well, maybe not that.
No, wasn't that bad. Wasn't that far back, Doc?
Okay. Well, listen, we'll join you again tomorrow, okay. My friends. Thanks for listening in. God bless you.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.